Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, children heading back to school. Many primary school children heading in the door this morning, and the HSE and Healthy Ireland are reminding parents of the importance of protecting children's skin from the sun's rays, especially if they walk or cycle to school, and of course during outdoor sports and playtime. And we're joined by Dr. Breda Neville, who's a specialist in public health medicine at the HSE's National Cancer Control Programme. Good morning, Dr. Neville.
Hi, Claire. Good morning.
Good to talk to you. So we might be inclined to think now that we're back at school, the days are shorter. Some days are feeling very autumnal, if not a little bit wintry. So there's no need for sunblock anymore. But you say we need to be mindful that the sun is still strong in September.
Yeah, so I suppose, like you say, going back to school, it marks the end of summer. It's a busy time for parents, so it's easy to forget about sun protection, or a lot of people may think it's no longer necessary. But it's really important to remember that from April to September, even on cloudy days, ultraviolet or UV radiation levels in Ireland are often high enough to damage the skin and increase your risk of skin cancer. So it's really important to protect your and your children's skin by following the Healthy Ireland SunSmart 5Ss. So those are slip-on clothing. So the best way to protect your skin is to cover it. So wear long sleeves, collared shirts, long leg trousers. Mm-hmm. Slap on a broad spectrum sunscreen, so that needs to provide UVA and UV protection. You should use an SPF of at least 50 for children and at least 30 for adults. Slap on a wide-brimmed hat to protect your face, ears and neck. So you should use a Legionnaire bucket-style hat. Baseball hats don't provide enough protection for the neck or the ears. Seek shade when you're outdoors, particularly between the hours of 11 and 3 when the sun's rays are at their strongest, and slide on sunglasses to protect your eyes.
And Breda, in particular when it comes to children, we know we need to be very careful when it comes to children's skin because their skin is more vulnerable. Will you explain that to us?
Yeah, so children are particularly vulnerable to the damaging effects of UV radiation. So that's because they have lower concentrations of the protective skin pigment melanin, and they also have thinner skin. So sun exposure in the early years of your life, in your childhood, disproportionately affects your risk of skin cancer later in life. So if you have 3 or more severe sunburns before the age of 20, that more than doubles your risk of developing melanoma skin cancer in later life. So that message about skin protection, it's important for all of us, but it's particularly important for children.
Right. And those of us who grew up in the 70s, 80s and 90s are probably very vulnerable now to skin cancer, given that there wasn't such an awareness back then of protection.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, when many of us were younger, we weren't aware of the risk, and people went out in the sun without protection a lot more. But I suppose the first thing to remember is that it's never too late to start protecting your skin. So regardless of whether you've had sunburns in the past or a lot of sun exposure, protecting your skin now will still reduce your risk of skin cancer. So from April to September, everybody should follow the SunSmart 5Ss to protect their skin. And I suppose the other thing to remember for people that, you know, may have had a lot of sun exposure, or to be honest, it applies to everyone really, whether you consider yourself to be at high risk or not, is that early detection of skin cancer is really important. So the earlier it's picked up, the easier it is to treat. So in terms of things that you should watch out for, if you develop a new mole, if you have any changes to any existing moles, so if they change colour, shape or size, or if they become itchy or bleed, or other changes to watch out for, things like a new lump or bump on your skin, a red or other coloured patch of skin, or a rough scaly patch of skin, neither of which clear up, or a sore or break in the skin that doesn't heal. So if you experience any of those changes, it's really important just to pop in and get checked out by your GP, because as I said, when skin cancer is picked up early, it's very treatable.
Mm-hmm. And there's not much you can do to mitigate against the effects of being burned a couple of times when you were a child. You know, I'm talking about the adults now who are thinking, well, I remember that time and I know it happened maybe 3 or more times while I was a child. All you can do is protect yourself now and keep an eye on those skin lesions, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. But I suppose it is important to remember that protecting yourself now does still reduce your risk. So
of course,
while those sunburns in childhood do significantly increase your risk, sun damage builds up over time as well. So it's really worth protecting yourself now. So it's important to get that message out there. So regardless of what has happened in the past, everybody should follow that SunSmart message from April to September every year. And then, as I said, the other important thing is to keep an eye on for any of those changes, and as soon as you notice any of them, to pop in and get checked out.
And one other thing as well, when we're talking about this sort of change of season now, we might feel that we're not at risk. And one of the reasons we feel less at risk is we look out the window and we say, well, it's not that sunny today. What else should we be checking, Breda, before we take risks? I know you would advocate sunscreen every single day, but it's not enough to say it's not sunny today, is it?
No, so UV radiation can actually pass through cloud cover. So something that you can do if you're unsure is you can check the UV index on the Meteoran website or their app. So that's updated daily. And the UV index, it's a measure of the level of UV radiation on a given day. So it's on a scale from 1 to 11 plus. So when it reaches 3 or above, that indicates that UV radiation levels are strong enough to cause DNA damage and increase the risk of skin cancer. So when it's 3 or above, that means you need to protect your skin. So for example, actually, if you check for today, it'll show you that the UV index for today is between 3 and 5. So that means today now you would need to take precautions and use your sunscreen and cover up and use your hat and so on.
All right. Well, to find out more about it, you can go to hse.ie/sunsmart. Dr. Breda Neville, HSE Specialist in Public Health Medicine, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Next up, a beginner's guide to pickling.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.